I'm Amy Eddings. Thanks so much for tuning in to WNYC. The fiscal deal that President Obama and Congress struck last night averts tax increases for millions of Americans, but it also means major cuts could be coming to hospitals, especially those that rely largely on Medicaid and other public dollars. Dr. Stephen Safier, President and CEO of Montefiore Medical Center in the Bronx, joins us now. Welcome to WNYC.
Amy, it's a pleasure.
So taking a look at the bill, what is your biggest concern?
Well, I heard your introduction, and I agree with what you said. But what I want to add that's most important is that the bill is a temporary fix in terms of potential cuts to the hospitals. So it's a two-month deal. And it gets us out of the heat of the moment. But what's ahead, that's still a question mark.
Right. I mentioned major cuts could be coming to hospitals, but there's this one-year doc fix that avoids a scheduled 27% cut to Medicare physician payments. So that's an upside. Does that help?
You know, we were thrilled by that. It is funded partially, Montefiore employs 2,000 doctors. So that cut, which was scheduled from an earlier bill from 1997, Balanced Budget Act, was fixed, as you put it, for the year, but fixed partially on the backs of the hospitals. But what they were talking about in the grand deal and what they will be talking about again as that word comes back to the front could be very significant cuts to places, the urban hospitals in New York. No question about it.
What's the worst case scenario?
Well, when we were in the lead up to New Year's, we were talking about a hospital industry across the country that had already promised $155 billion for the Affordable Care Act. And at a place like Montefiore, we're talking about $60-70 million a year that is scheduled to go away, still scheduled to go away. And in the lead up to the fiscal cliff discussions, they were adding other revenues that we receive through Medicare and Medicaid that are critically important. So on top of $62 million, they were discussing easily another $100, $120 million. And those cuts were targeted towards graduate medical education, doctors in training, and the rates we get for providing care in clinics to very needy patients in the Bronx.
As the debt reduction and budget cutting fights continue into the next session of Congress, which convenes at noon tomorrow, what are the big issues for the region's healthcare industries?
So, in New York, which trains many doctors who go out and practice all across the country, and serves very poor communities like the Bronx, like West Harlem, like East Harlem, like Brooklyn. What we're concerned about is, and we know that there's going to be a deal. Somewhere down the line, there's going to be a deal. As you mentioned, there was a deal on taxes, but there'll be a deal on what they call entitlement programs. What we're hoping is what they work out is a percentage of all of Medicare, as opposed to targeting payments that are in Medicare that would disproportionately hurt New York City hospitals and put at risk the health care of the inner city. So that will be the art. That will be the art of the discussion. I have to say that Senator Schumer, Senator Gillibrand, the congressional delegation, Crowley, they were tremendous advocates for New York. And we're certain that they will continue to be.
Dr. Stephen Safier is president and CEO of Montefiore Medical Center in the Bronx, talking about how the fiscal cliff deal affects hospitals. Thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure, Amy. Take care.